This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado may overhaul how it prepares workers for the jobs of the future, according to a new report from Governor Polis's office. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The report says Colorado's post-secondary and workforce systems are too fragmented for today's fast-changing economy. It recommends creating a single Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development. By 2031, nearly three-quarters of jobs will require education after high school, but only about a quarter of students earn a credential on time. Pola says the system hasn't kept up.
Well, we really have a 20th century structure that hasn't kept up with the nature of today's work environment.
The proposal calls for a one-front door approach so job seekers can see the time, cost, and payoff of training. The merger needs legislative approval. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
After a two-year lapse, Congress passed a bill to renew funding for schools in places that historically depend on timber harvests. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has more.
The measure restores the Secure Rural Schools program. It provides payments to rural counties to replace lost revenue from declining timber production. Some use the money for search and rescue or road maintenance. In Colorado's Rout County, home to Steamboat Springs, 100% of the allocation goes to school districts. Sonia Macy's is a county commissioner.
Programs like this are extremely important to making sure that rural areas aren't left behind.
When Congress let the funding expire, the nonprofit Center for American Progress estimated a loss of more than $200 million. In our region, Idaho and Montana were hit hardest, followed by New Mexico and Arizona. But the U.S. House approved the bill with sweeping bipartisan support, and it now heads to President Trump's desk. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org. Along the Central Front Range today, a sunny day with highs in the mid to upper 60s.